Chapter 7 Intention Part 1 Not all forms are physical. A thought, for example, is a form. What is a thought formed out of? A thought is energy, or light, with a capital L, that has been shaped by consciousness. When I speak of light henceforth in this audiobook, I will refer to light with a capital L, unless I indicate otherwise. Light, that is synonymous with consciousness, love, universe, and life, all with capital letters. No form exists without consciousness. There is light, and there is the shaping of light by consciousness. This is creation. Energy continually pours through you, entering at the top of your head and descending downward through your body. You are not a static system. You are a dynamic being of light that at each moment informs the energy that flows through you. You do this with each thought, with each intention. The light that flows through your system is universal energy. It is the light of the universe. You give that light form. What you feel, what you think, how you behave, what you value, and how you live your life reflect the way that you are shaping the light that is flowing through you. They are the thought forms, the feeling forms, and the action forms that you have given to light. They reflect the configuration of your personality, your space-time being. You change the way that you shape the light which is flowing through you by changing your consciousness. You do this, for example, when you challenge a negative pattern, such as anger, and consciously choose to replace it with compassion, or when you challenge impatience and consciously choose to understand and appreciate the needs of others. This creates different forms of thought, feeling, and action. It changes your experience. Every experience and every change in your experience reflects an intention. An intention is not only a desire. It is the use of your will. If you do not like the relationship that you have with your husband or your wife, for example, and you would like it to be different, that desire alone will not change your relationship. If you truly desire to change your relationship, that change begins with the intention to change it. How it will change depends upon the intention that you set. If you intend that your relationship with your husband or your wife become harmonious and loving, that intention will open you to new perceptions. It will allow you to see the love that your husband or wife expresses for you in his or her own way, if that is the case. It will allow you to see the absence of that love, if that is the case. It will reorient you toward harmony and love so that you can see clearly from that perspective what is necessary to change your relationship and if that is achievable.